Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I'm your host today. And with me, we go way back. Way back.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. I don't know how many years, like maybe 20 years or something.
Yeah.
I think so.
For sure.
Yeah. Robbie Miles. Welcome, Robbie. Robbie, you get to do so many things. I mean, besides have kids, how many kids you got?
We got three kids right now, three girls, Eloise, Adele, and Juliet. Call them Louie, Della, and Letty, and then we got one more coming in May. Yeah.
One more in May.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So in May, it'll be, I have a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, almost 2-year-old, and then a newborn.
Do you know, is it going to be a boy or a girl? Do you know?
We don't know, but...
We don't know.
Yeah. But. Janie's, my wife's one of 4 girls, so I think the writing's on the wall, but we'll see.
Could be a spoiled little boy.
Could be. Could be. Yes. Fingers crossed. No, yes. I'm kidding.
So you've been married how long now?
8 years. We got married in 2018.
Cool. Yep. Grew up in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Graduated in what?
2011.
Yeah. And then right now you work for Bartles and West.
Bartlett and West.
Bartlett and West.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Got an office right downtown?
Yep. I started working for them when I graduated college. I actually started working with them before I graduated. I was an intern, I think in 2014 and 15. And then I went full time in 2016 after I graduated, and worked in Jefferson City, had an office there. And then we put the office here in Jerseyville. And a lot of people probably don't know it because we were kind of hidden, but we shared a building with Draghi and Associates where Jeremy LaPlante is now. There's 4 offices there. We needed a little bigger space, so then we moved downtown to the building.
How's that transfer from there to downtown? How's it been?
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
It's so important to be on State Street.
Yeah.
That's been my business philosophy.
Right.
You know, I always wanted to be on State Street.
Yeah, and I mean, from a small town, like, I didn't think it would make that much of a difference, but just the visibility and people driving through and seeing it, like, noticing the business. I'm not saying it's brought in a ton of business, but the visibility. Yeah, just people know that we're there. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And the thing about it is, you know, the 3 most important things in business are location, location, and location.
Yeah.
And the reason is because of advertising. Mm-hmm. If you're in a great location with a lot of traffic,
mm-hmm.
If you're not in a great location with a lot of traffic, you've got to spend a lot of money to advertise.
Yeah.
But if you are there, it's all.
Yep.
But those
does it for you.
Those locations are usually, you know, they have some downside too. Usually parking can sometimes be an issue.
We're lucky. There's a 24-hour lot, just catty corner the movie theater there. So we park there and then walk in the back. It's not bad at all. Cold day. It feels like a mile walk, but you're right there. So yeah, parking's not too bad. And it was I can't remember what building that was before, but they completely gutted it. Justin Whitman, my cousin, owns the building with Andrew Bartlett. They bought it, completely gutted it. We had a blank slate to do whatever we wanted with the office. So it's, we got a conference room and,
how many people work there?
There's 5 of us now. Let's see. And we got an intern coming this summer.
Hey, you know, you were an intern. You got an intern coming. Now, do interns they get paid or not?
Yeah. Yeah.
We
actually pay our interns pretty good. I mean, it's competitive with, like, if you're going to go to St. Louis and get a civil engineering internship, it would be.
Are businesses like yours, or are they always looking for interns?
It depends. Recently, yes, we have been, just because the way that the business has been, there's a lot of a lot of money out there in Missouri and Illinois for transportation funds. So we've been busy and had the ability to bring interns in year after year.
You have to bid on all that work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you do. It's okay. It's a little different than like a contractor. Like it's not really it's not technically bidding. You're submitting your qualifications and then like we do a lot of work for IDOT and MoDOT and that's the process that they use. You submit your qualifications, then they select you based on whoever's the best fit for the job and then you negotiate a fee with them to do whatever job it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And basically, you know, you're building these bridges so they don't fall in, right?
Yep.
Or nothing happens to them,
yep.
You know?
Yeah. My focus is roadways. Yeah, like vertical, horizontal alignments of roads, storm sewer, things like that. But I coordinate with our bridge folks a lot, so I do a lot of project manager on a lot of bridge replacement jobs, but I focus more on the roadway side of mm-hmm. it. So everything leading up to the bridge is me, and then we have a structures group that actually designs the bridge.
Do you work with a lot of communities in the area?
Jerseyville is the biggest community around here that we work for. Honestly, the most of the work is with the DOT that I do.
I see.
Illinois and Missouri.
And you didn't you say that you designed Hollow Avenue?
Yeah. So the Hollow Avenue project, we're in stage two of it right now, but yeah, that was my baby.
Any comments on that? Putting that together?
I mean, it was a challenging, fun project to do.
Challenging and fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those
what
are
was so fun about it.
Those are the fun ones. I don't know. It just had a little bit of everything. Like what you went to school for. This job had it. We took a not so safe oil and chip road, open ditches, and turned it into
there's so many houses that have been built out there.
Right.
And that road was dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I mean, might not have knocked it out of the park with every person that we talked to, but I liked being able to go out in the community and touch base with and coordinate work with all those property owners. Just being, you know, this is my hometown, so I care about that project a lot more than not a lot more, but just hits home a little closer than the other projects. So
now your father and uncles, mm-hmm. they had a construction business going on.
Yeah.
Right? Before your time, though,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Miles and Sons Construction. So, yeah, they did that. And then I guess when Grandpa decided to hang it up, then my dad went into concrete work mm-hmm. and started his own thing. Poured basements for a lot of people.
Did locally. You get involved in that?
Wasn't old enough to get involved in that. Yeah, I vaguely remember going out to some sites, but and then pretty late in life, Dad made a switch, went to lineman school, became a lineman, started working for MJM, journeyman. Became a journeyman with them, still works for them.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
And you hear about guys wanting to be linemen. It would have to be kind of a challenging, fun job, especially if you're, you know, physically fit, you mm-hmm. know, because that, did you ever try climb a pole before?
Whatever they're called, stirrups on.
I put some of those on when I was young. Tried
not
to,
as
oh
easy
my
as
gosh.
It looks. Yeah,
yeah, that's hard.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's not easy.
Yeah,
you stick them in really hard so you don't fall, and then you got to take them out. You know,
I'm sure you get the hang of it, but yeah, it's definitely not. They make it look easy.
Yeah, they do. So you and I actually we were talking about going back years ago. when you were just a youngster in fifth and sixth grade. I was coaching fifth and sixth grade basketball at St. Francis.
The Knights.
The Knights. Yeah. We were pretty good back then.
We were actually not bad.
We were pretty awesome.
Maybe the competition was just not very good. I don't know.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Robbie Miles with me here in studio. I can remember we won some tournaments, won the local tournament, and we were kind of an underdog, maybe. They didn't think we could win it, but we did, handedly. I have a vision. I mean, how was I a coach back then?
I thought you were great.
Okay.
Well, good. I have good memories of it, yeah.
Yeah, we had a good time. But I just remember, usually you guys would always show up dressed in your uniform, you know, every game. But it just so happened in that tournament, whatever was happening, you came in and everybody got dressed, you know, in the locker room. And I was in there. And I saw you. I'd never seen you with your shirt off, and you had your get changed in uniform, and I was like, oh my God, you know, you were all scarred up, all over your body, on your back and your sides and stuff. Tell us about that.
Shark attack? No, I'm kidding.
No. It looked like a shark attack.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, so that happened. I was 11 in fourth grade. It was Labor Day weekend. Out on the Illinois River, and we were tubing. I mean, you know how it is. You're doing donuts, you're doing figure eights, you get thrown off the tube, boat comes back around to pick you up, and it was just a fluke deal the way it happened. The boat hit a wave, went this way, and another wave through me, and we just kind of collided, and then
Did you go underneath the boat?
Yeah.
You did?
Went underneath.
Underneath the boat, and then you came out? Where the motor was?
Yeah. So, like, if you – I mean, you grew up on the river, too. Yeah. So, you go under the water, and, you know, you can hear like, a boat going by. It's like – you can hear that. That's what I heard, but it was right in my ear. And I could feel, like, the V of the boat just snaking down my back, and I thought, oh, here we go. And then
– it hit you.
The prop, yeah.
Yeah.
And I got so lucky. I mean
– oh, yeah.
How close it was to my spine didn't hit my – you know, just the to make it out of there alive and then not.
And not drowned.
Yeah.
You know, or bleed to death.
Yep.
But they were able, I bet that was some frantic
times. Got me out of
there
in a hurry. I got loaded up in, I think, my Aunt Jackie's Astro van on a kneeboard, and we flew to Jerseyville Hospital. Not flew, but we were giving that Astro van everything it had to get me there. And, showed up at Jerseyville, and they cleaned me out the best they could, and stapled me up, and I was home that night. Thought I was out of the woods, and then a couple days later, I started showing some signs of infection, and then went to I can't remember, in Alton, one of the hospitals down there. And had a flesh-eating infection, got taken to Children's, and I was there for 3 weeks, a month, dealing with
those,
that.
Those flesh-eating infections are nothing to mess with.
Yeah.
I mean, they can do you in. You're lucky to survive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I didn't really understand the gravity of the situation back then, but just imagine what mom and dad were going through. Yeah.
I mean, your mom was probably a nervous wreck.
Yeah.
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 I can't imagine that.
I know.
But you survived, and that's great.
Yep,
and
here we are.
So when did you get into music? All right, because you're a heck of a musician.
Yeah.
I think first time I opened up, we opened up George's, you opened up for us. And I think when we were closed up, you closed up. And you probably only played there maybe seven, eight times, you know.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, it got to be the... That was about the only place that I really would play. It was easy for me. You guys had the setup there. Just come and plug in and play. It sounded good. But no, getting into it, I guess I always – so my dad he plays the banjo, could pick up a guitar, do just about anything musically. So I always wanted to do it. He showed me a few chords when I was younger,
On a banjo?
On the guitar.
Okay.
Yeah. He had a, it was an old Martin guitar. I think he actually got it from Kendall Steckel. It was his, and then they got it for him for a Christmas present, and then he had it, and then that's the guitar that I learned on too, so that was kind of cool. But growing up in grade school, I learned how to play a G, a C, a D, and learned I think the first song I ever learned was Country Boy Can't Survive. Yeah, so I figured out how to play that one, and then Wagon Wheel, and then high school I kind of stopped playing.
You did?
Because I don't know.
You were in sports.
Just wasn't very good. And then, but I always knew, like, if I had some time, I could figure this out. So fast forward to my first year at Edwardsville, where I went to college. And I had a lot of downtime in my in my apartment there in between classes. So I brought that guitar with me and started playing more. And eventually just self-taught and just figured it out. I don't know. One day it clicked, and then
I was off to the races.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you had a great voice too.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely do not claim to be the best guitar player. I play chords, and I can make a song sound like the song, but I can't shred by any means, but can sing to go along with it.
Now, were you always a singer? Did you sing when you were a kid? You know, did you guys sing in the car on vacation?
I think I won the third grade talent show at St. Francis Holy Ghost.
Did you?
Yeah. Looked like a little Tim McGraw. Yep, I had a white shirt and cowboy hat on. I sang a Toby Keith song. How Do You Like Me Now? I believe it was. Yeah.
And you sang a lot with your sister Claire.
Yeah.
And she's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah, unreal.
Yeah. So it just must be genetics. Is that it?
I don't know.
You got a voice?
My mom can sing.
Yeah?
And dad can sing, too. He just doesn't do it. Yeah. So I guess it kind of runs in the family. My brother can sing, too, but he won't do it either.
Sing.
Yeah.
You guys could have a family band again.
We could.
If you had time.
Need time.
So do you get a chance? What I want you to do. Okay, and I want a confirmation on this. You know, we do the local vocal show.
No, he's going
to... Oh, he's local vocal show.
Put me on the spot.
I want
right
a commitment
here.
From you that we can get something recorded. I'd love for Claire to come, too.
I would love that.
You know, and get some of these, this music documented so we could share. Mm-hmm. They don't believe you. They're like, I don't know. I thought he was an engineer. Engineers can't sing. What do you mean you're talking about?
We'll
do that.
Yeah.
We'll get that done.
Let's get it on the books.
Now that I have your commitment on the air.
Yep.
The listeners hold him to it.
Yep.
Let's get him going. Because he's one great entertainer, that's for sure.
I have wanted to do it, just finding the time with work and family, and I got a million other hobbies too. Way too many hobbies.
What's your other hobbies? What do you do?
I hunt a lot. I mean, just about everything that there is. When I have time.
What's your favorite hunt?
I would still say it's deer hunting, but we've had some pretty good duck seasons the past few years, so that's kind of climbing the ranks. And you're out there. I'm out there with one of my best buddies and my dad and my brother. It's just good camaraderie out there.
Yeah.
So that might be taking the edge, but I love chasing the deer. So
yeah, but you do that, you're by yourself.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
yeah. Now, how old are your children again? Are any of your girls, are they going to be hunters or not?
I'm hoping.
Oh yeah, you're bringing them along.
They're kind of being girly girls. I don't know. My wife though, she's a cheerleader and she was killing deer, so maybe we can do both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they will, though. We've gone out a few times, and they don't hate it. So, but yeah, they're 5, 3, and 1 now. I don't know if I said that already, but in May we'll have another one coming.
Yes, I know you got the other one coming.
It'll be 6'4", 2",
that's exciting.
And a newborn. Yeah.
Not many guys, many couples these days have 4 kids.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, we had 4 kids, you know.
I'm a glutton
and
for
they
punishment.
Thought it was, you know, even at that time, 4 kids, but it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
For
it
sure.
Is. Yeah, I love it.
A lot of joy.
Yep. Yeah. Stressful at times, but it's, yeah.
Now, does Janie, is she just at home taking care of the kids?
I wish, no.
No, she's not?
Yeah, she works at the hospital. She's a pharmacist. She went to St. Louis College of Pharmacy in St. Louis. I can't remember when she graduated, but she's been at the hospital since she graduated. So, yeah, kind of a really unique situation that I didn't think we would be in, me going to be a civil engineer and then her going to be a pharmacist. And
right.
We're both working in our hometown for the jobs we went to school for.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who takes care of the kids whenever you guys are working? Grandma?
So my job is flexible. I can work from home. So if we're ever in a pinch, then I can stay at home if we got a sick kid. But usually two of them go to Sunshine Kids, and then my oldest, Louis, is a kindergartner okay. at St. Francis. So
Louis?
Eloise, yeah. Louis, yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's cool. Are they musicians? You got them singing?
Louis sings all the time.
Does he?
Yeah.
You ever do any, you give some songs with her?
I strum along sometimes and we sing a few, but.
We could bring her in too. She could do recording.
I told your ears. No.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. So, what else going on in your life? Anything? I mean, it sounds like you're pretty busy.
Yeah, definitely busy.
Do any coaching?
That's funny you say that. So, yeah, Eloise is starting. We're doing first year of T-ball this year. And I'm up in the air on whether I'm going to take the coaching role or not. Well, I'll help for sure. But
yeah,
got to make sure I can fulfill the time commitment. I don't know how much of a time commitment it is, but I think there might be a few. I think there might
really,
be a few. Yeah, no, I'm really way overthinking this. It's T-ball.
Can't you just show up for the games?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that big a deal. If you win or lose, who cares?
Yeah, you're right.
You know, just got to run around the bases and everybody clap. And,
yeah.
You know, I could be wrong on that, but.
Yeah.
But. I mean, you will have to show up for the games, right?
Have to show up for the games.
Okay, yeah. Well, you could call yourself coach. Everybody, show up for the games.
Yeah.
This is practice. This is a live practice.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Yeah. To be determined on that. Got to make a decision here quick, though.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, Rob, any shout-outs? Anything you want to say before we wrap this interview up? And thanks so much for coming in today.
Yeah, no problem. No, I mean.
How about Jerseyville? You like Jerseyville?
Oh, yeah, I do. I just, born and raised here. I love this town. I don't think I'll ever leave. I don't have a reason to. I got family here. My job's here. The people I get to work with here in town.
What would be the pitch for like somebody's that you know, and they're thinking about, man, I need to move somewhere. Why would you suggest Jerseyville?
I don't, just a good community, good family community. I feel like, I don't know, I've never been an outsider here. Uh-huh. Always been, but it seems like we're accepting, inviting to outsiders.
I think so. I'm an outsider.
Yeah.
Well, from Calhoun, I guess that's an outsider.
But. I don't know, it's good schools.
Yeah, a lot of good things going on. Yeah. Yes. Well, Rob, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah.
It's been fun. And
Has been.
Have a great day.
Yep.